الحمد لله وكفى
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Bhag Rabki Gali, run towards the alley, the road of Allah Ta'ala, which is really the explanation of the ayat of the Quran, Fafirru ila Allah, run towards Allah Ta'ala. And firar is that running that a person, not jogging, etc., or just sprinting, but that is how a person runs away from an enemy, from a dog, a snake, an enemy. Like that a person should run away from everything besides Allah towards Allah Ta'ala. So Hadrat says, Bhag Rabki Gali, and run towards the road, the alley of Allah Ta'ala. He buri ye gali, this present what I'm walking on, this dunya, temptations of dunya, all living a fancy life, life of fashion, life of brand names, etc., life of womanizing, all the wrong things. This road is very bad. Bhar gayi be kali, and all my, it has caused me to become more disturbed. I went in this road for enjoyment, but instead of enjoyment, I got completely, I'm disturbed. Many people complain, it seems as though we have an imbalance in our mind. We just can't seem to find peace, consolement anywhere. And Hazrat explains very beautifully also that these, if you look at the pari, fairy, this woman of the street, filthy, dirty woman who have got no value, and you think that they are fairies, you're looking at them, they are pari. When you look at the pari, your parishani will increase. In the very word parishan, pari is in there. So looking at the pari, your parishani, your anxiety, your restlessness will just increase all the time. E sakhi, main chali. Oh my friend, I now leave this road. I'm now going towards the road of Allah Ta'ala. I've seen what this road is, and I see it is not good at all. It is only leading a person to unrestfulness, anxiety, depression, sleeping tablets, and then taking all types of medication, etc., and trying to relieve oneself with holidays, going to resorts, etc. These are not the answers. The answer is to run towards Allah Ta'ala, and run in such a way that you give up all this evil. Meri tawbah bhali, my making tawbah, that is good for me. And tawbah really means to reverse. Tawbah really means to change one's life. Tawbah is not words, but it is a reality that a person changes his life, gives up all this evil and goes towards Allah Ta'ala. Tu he go man chali, you are, it appears that a very nice, easy life, all this, for example, for a lady to be dressed up smartly, her handbag dangling over her shoulder, got her sunglasses, got her cell phone on her ear. All this appears to be very nice, and that she's an executive lady, she's working, she's got her meetings to attend, she's got her car keys in her hand. It looks all very nice. Maddika khalbali, don't show me all your styles and all the ways that you are carrying on. Behind this is hidden endless all anxiety. One lady writes from perhaps America or England, a Muslim lady, but who is an executive lady, and what anxiety there is in her life. She has to come home, she has to cook, she has to put the clothing in the washing machine, she has to put them in the tumble dryer, she has to put the dishes in the dishwasher, she has to clean the toilets, no maids in those places. She has to take the mop and mop up everywhere. She has to get the children to school. She has to get her husband's breakfast. What a life of anxiety. It is all just hidden. behind this clothing, Western clothing, etc., Western lifestyle, but behind it is endless anxiety. If anyone who went anywhere, England, go to Paris, go to New York, you'll see how the people are just running from one point to the other, trying to get this, catch this train, get to work on time, do this, do that. There is no peace of mind. And if you compare that to a person who's living in a village, where we think they are very backwards, very comfortable life. No anxiety, no pressure, no tension. We have fooled ourselves very greatly. So we should not fall a prey to this stupid and outward glitter and glamour and destroy ourselves. Our nerves are on end all the time. We are in tension all the time. If a person lives a true Islamic life, he won't have any of this tension and pressure. Sunri e dil jali. Are you listening to me? Oh, my dear friend, one girl speaking to another friend. Hazrat has put it in this form. That whose heart is burning. Are you listening to what I've got to say? Bhaag rabki gali. If it makes sense to you, run towards Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Go towards Allah, you will find peace of mind. Contentment of heart. It is not in this material things. It is not in this outward glitter and glamour life. With all the frills and the trimmings, it is truly in the obedience of Allah. Not only an outward Islamic life, where still women are still going to work, but they say, what's wrong? We are wearing our hijab, and by hijab is a tight cloak, fancy tight cloak also, still doing all the things. How many of our alimas also, who are teaching in madrasa and themselves admit we got no time for our children. They are so busy teaching in the madrasa, seeing to this program, that's also not an Islamic life. The true Islamic life, that it, a woman's place is in the home. And she sees to her children. She can make deen's khidmat, but she can do it from her home. And that also not at the cost of her family. Her family is her first duty, even if she's an alima. Her first duty is her family, her husband, her children. But these are sacrificed at the altar of other people, just because of that small check that comes at the end of the month. So the true Islamic way of life, in there is peace of mind, contentment. Phool murjaage, like the flower when it has died. A rose, a flower, when it is fresh, it has budded. How beautiful. But soon it dies off. And when it dies off, how does it look? So just like that, a woman, she also reaches her prime and her beauty and her greatness at a young age of 16, 17. But her shelf life is also very short. Very soon, then that glitter and glamour of hers, even the natural which is there, starts fading away. So like that flower fades away, like that a woman, her qualities also start fading very soon. Chandni dhal gayi. The 14th full moon is just for a few nights. Then when the moon reaches its beauty, it starts from nothing, and then a crescent, and then it reaches its full moon. But as soon as it reaches its peak, it starts dropping again, and it loses its luster, it loses its beauty again. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. And it has left a trail of its story also behind it. Your girl will think, when I was 15, I was 16, how I was when I was 18, 19. Now she's an old lady of 40, 50, 60. And her trail of her life will tell her story, that what kind of a life she led. So don't be deceived. Your youth, give it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Let it be an example. And how many, mashallah, there were women who are models for the rest of the ummah. What role models, what type of a life they had led. Be nisha, ho gay, har nisha. All the signs that were there, that you had this beauty and you were moving around and you were moving it up and all that is gone. Now your bones are aching all the time. Now your back is aching. Now your eyes are not functioning properly. And this is a daily story. And the more a person destroys his youth, more earlier old age creeps in. And more earlier all these things will creep in. Now that woman is she's left as nothing. as it was said so beautifully, that when a woman is a young girl, then she is a doll in the hands of the people. And then when she becomes a young woman, she is hurum min hurul een. But very soon, when she has a few children, then she is ummul banati wal baneen. And then she is ajuzan fil ghabirin. She's an old lady left out in the dark. Nobody cares about her at all. And then finally especially in the Western world, then she's left in the old age home. And what is her condition there? And many in the home also, though she's kept in the home, but who listens to her? Whole day she's shouting the name of her daughter-in-law. They say, no, this old lady carries on like that. Even if visitors come, they don't respond to her also. It's a habit. She's just shouting all the time. This is the condition. So the more you waste and you destroy your youth, whether it's a girl, whether it's a man or boy, then in old age you suffer the consequences. Especially with this eating out, with this junk food, and with all this wrong lifestyle. Girls with their makeups, etc., and the cosmetics and all these things, they think they are making their lives, they are destroying their lives. And very soon they look like their old heads. With their own hands they destroy the natural beauty which Allah Ta'ala had given them, and they destroy themselves. Qabar mein khaak chhani. And then in the qabar, what are they going to get? Only sand. What is in there now? And if you only get sand, you're still lucky. If you have to go without iman, may Allah save us. If we have to go with gunas in the qabar, what will be the condition of a person? So, ho gaye har magar kya mili? You just sifting sand there, and what have you got? What were your amal? Your amal, what did you send forward? See for yourself now. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Let every soul see what I've sent forward for tomorrow. What I've sent for my qabr. What is going to meet me in my qabr. What have I sent for the day of qiyamah. What is going to meet me there. That is what a person must prepare for. Ras bhari aankh thi. Eyes were very, very watery. And with that surma, with all the kajal and all the makeup, etc. How that eyes... And when she wanted to attract somebody, then like her eyes was full of water. And how she made her eyes, and she attracted people. Zulf kaali mili. And her hair, black hair, locks of the hair, and all the fashion and design of the hair. Ha, ha, bala bhi magar usse kaali mili. Now in the qabar, as a result of that, what is she going to get in the qabar? What will be her condition now? Yes, she made her outward beauty and she attracted men, and men spoke about her also, and especially at the workplace, they all do how they praised her and everything. But now finally, what is she going to get in return of that? Mir dunya fani mein har su mili. Hazrat says, oh, my advice, Mir, my friend, whether Hazrat is addressing Mir Sahib or is addressing generally the people, that in this dunya fani, this temporary world, har su mili, from every side, what did you get? All you got, be kali, restlessness, peace of mind, contentment of heart, ease, comfort, afiyat, sahulat, ease, comfort, or is only ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub, in the remembrance, in the obedience of Allah. And bringing, and in this ayat also, he's not just making 5 minutes zikr. Now you're going to get 24 hours peace of mind. But this zikr means obedience of Allah. How much you are? You see a woman and you didn't look. Now you're going to get peace of mind. If you look at her and you take enjoyment looking at her, do you made your zikr in the morning? And you say, now I'll have peace of mind. But you look at her, your parishani, your anxiety, your restlessness is just going to increase all the time. And if you have to move forward in that way with her, finally you'll even destroy your marriage also. First it will be, your mind won't be at ease. Then your heart won't be with your wife. It will be with that other woman or with many other women. You won't enjoy your wife. You won't get pleasure with your wife. And if you have to even go more further, your marriage will also break up. and you lose your children, you lose your wife, then you'll realize I had gold in my house. How she looked after me, how she cooked for me, how she looked after my children. And that street woman, she's got no value. Where she's going to come look after you or anything? So you'll just destroy yourself. So be kali, just parishani. And if you have to die in this condition, then what is your, what will happen to you? Be kali, this is all the power of this path. And this is this Western lifestyle. What is a Western lifestyle? What it has given people, junk food, has given people TVs to stay awake the whole night. Once we were in Cape Town for an ijtima, we were staying at some people's place for Fajr. When we came down from upstairs to go for Fajr, we passed the lounge and it was like a war zone there. The TV was on but nothing on the screen. Everything, it was just on. And one person sleeping on the floor, one lying this side on the couch, one watching TV like that, and they slept away. And if Maut has to come like that in that condition, what is the condition of a person? So this is, where do you get rest? So this is, it gives restlessness now. You got your beds ready for you, but you don't get the topic to go and sleep on your own bed. You made your beautiful bedroom. You had your money, everything you spend. And you now, just because of the TV, you are sleeping on the floor. Very uncomfortably, this side on the couch, that side on the couch. Like if somebody shot them all dead and they all just lying around there. This Western lifestyle, what it gave us, drugs it gave us, junk food it gave us. That you, it gave us the stupidity of you build a beautiful house and you go and spend 3 days in a jungle in a little resort somewhere. And many times how they advertise it, and when you get there, it is something complete. And in any case, whatever type of resort, where can it have the comfort of the home? But we are made so stupid that you go and enjoy there. And at home, your park bathing, your nice good food, your own cutlery, your own utensils, everything. There in what they drank wine, in what they ate, swine, pig, etc. Now you are eating in those plates and you are also happy. What life did these people give us? But we fool ourselves all the time. And we just living, we think we're living it up and we're enjoying. And all the time you prepare for a holiday, your bookings you're not getting in December. Now you are all the time, that is causing you stress and causing you tension and strain. The travels at the time of December, how many thousands of people don't return home, don't even reach their destination. They are gone to the mortuaries and they gone to the Kabristans. How many accidents all the time, the statistics of the December, January holiday period stats are always, they are talking about it so much. So all this is a big, big, they are fooling us, but unfortunately we can't see through it. We just fall prey to it and we go into that lifestyle. Islam has given you a life of dignity, of honor. Whether it is the man, the woman, that's if you live an Islamic life. If you stay at home and you observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala. One father gave his daughter an iPad. The first thing she went and do, bought a cover for the iPad. So father asked her, what did you do? You got an iPad? She said, I bought a cover. He said that the iPad was so beautiful, now you have covered it. Now that beauty is gone. Nobody can see the beauty. But she said that the protection of the iPad. So a woman who is beautiful and she puts her parda on, that's her protection. The beauty, she has covered it up, but that's her protection. And if she exposes that beauty, that iPad is lying around, children play with it, people will steal it, but you cover it up. And that's a very great principle in life, which we are also, which we don't understand and don't, and we are deprived ourselves. Whenever Allah gives you a ni'mat, don't go and make a big show about it. Maulana Asad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he was said that once in Madras, he had his good friends, his murids, and very, very wealthy people. But he says, if you go to the house from the outside, you'll think it's a stable, the way the outside is. But when you go inside, all the comfort and luxury is there, all everything. And today what we do, you got some money, before seeing to the, your own comfort in the house, make the house beautiful outside. And the way you make it, the crooks also think, here is a lot of money. And here is the place we must go and steal. And then you put yourself into problem. A person has got money today, how he shows it? Big wedding of his daughter. And all the barakat is gone. And your daughter, her future, how many we know divorces? Hardly they are still married. How many marriages where they had made engagements or agreement and they just break off the marriages. Even before marriage is broken already. How many immediately after marriage they are breaking? What is all this? Because we're not using that money in the right way. If you have a simple nikah, which is what is a simple nikah, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, my Shaykh Awal says that those friends of mine who were close to me and who used to come regularly to me, they knew that regularly at my house, the eggs used to be cooked for visitors. Food, so many visitors should come. But he says whenever there was a nikah, wedding was out of the question. There was a nikah, no extra food was prepared. But for visitors, eggs used to be put up. He says they know. And we saw ourselves by Hazrat Shah, how many visitors and the food used to just flow. But for nikah, nothing like that. There was no question of a wedding. A nikah also, and nothing of this sort. So this is the reality of deen. Many of us, we have just got a name of deen, and just a banner of deen. But behind that, there is no real deen. We are fooling ourselves, and we are carrying on that we are very pious, and with the outward form of deen, that the reality of deen has to come. And that is what really the khanqah. But even if the khanqah, we made it stylish, and we also that all just outward form and that, reality is not coming, then where are the people going to get the reality of deen? Main bataun ke duniya mein shay kya mili. Must I tell you what you have got, what you found in this dunya? You found it very, very tempting, very beautiful, etc. Koi majnu mila, koi leila mila. That's all. One mad person, he ended up in a mad hospital. How many people fighting, killing one another, living with their wives or with their girlfriends and killing them for insurance? For how many people are killing one another? A person has fallen in love, what he thinks, with somebody else. Now he has his own wife killed. The wife has the husband killed. This is what you got of this dunya. You went into this world. What did you get from it? Ha, magar ehle dil, aise khushbakht hai. Yes, but the people who brought reality of deen, not just the show and name of deen, but the reality of deen, ehle dil. Not just people who have got outward deen, but the people whose hearts have become alive. Those are those pious, righteous people. Jinse akhtar mujhe rahe maula mili. From whom I got the path to Allah. Not the path of Layla, not this dirt and filth of this dunya, but from whom I got my road towards Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah give us this realities, and let us also realize that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what a maqam Allah had given him. Just see, like a discussion of two girls, and what a lesson he has given us. But if it is that we will take it, and we will bring this into our lives. Otherwise, we also just make a show of our zikr and our piety, khanqah, whether it is safar, it's one big show, entertainment, and there is no reality coming into us. What's the use of that? The reality of it comes into us. May Allah bless us out of His kindness, inshallah. We'll first read from the other kitabs which are being left out for a while. And then if there's time, we'll read of the other kitab also. This one is Ma'arif Matnavi, the Matnavi of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh. Ta'aruf, introduction. And this introduction Hazrat has put in a poetic form. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, his own introduction to the Matnavi. Hazrat Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, wa Hazrat Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali. The introduction to who was Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali and who was his Shaykh Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali. Qissa Maulai Rum ka suno. Listen to the story of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. Dars deete the kabhi ye dosto. At one time he used to give, he was a alim, a great mudarris, a great muallim, and he was so great that 500 ulama, not students, 500 ulama, 24 hours should stay with him. They used to see to all his needs, cook his food, see to his clothes, everything, just to learn from him all the time. Wherever he was, they were there to learn. He was a ustad, a teacher of that caliber. Be khabar as hale mulke neeme shab. But he did not know what is the condition of the middle night, the ibadah turning to Allah Ta'ala. And many an alim, when they are teaching, they all say also, we can't get up for tahajjud. If we get up for tahajjud, our head spins the whole day. We can't teach, etc. So they don't have that. They are teaching. That is also a very important department of deen. But in that, you don't know what is that enjoyment of that night ibadah. You are engaged in lot of teaching, etc., which is virtuous, which is wanted, needed. But you don't know what is that night's ibadat and turning to Allah Ta'ala, etc. Ilm-e-zahir se shagaf tha, roz or shab. All the time he had ilm-e-zahir. What is called, what is this ulum? Not dunya's ilm, ilm of hadith, ilm of Quran, etc. That was his occupation day and night, all the time. Darsun ka shohra afaq tha. His dars that he used to give, it was famous in the whole world. People used to flock from around the world and come there. Ahle batin se ta'alluq shaq tha. But his connection with ahle batin, people of the heart, that it was hard on him. Like many, many ulama, great ulama, sincere, genuine, like Maulana Rumi in his poem himself explains, Maulai Rum hargiz nashud, Maulavi hargis nashut Maulai Rum. That Maulana Rum, he should never have become Maulavi, Allah wala. He was a great alim, he was a Maulvi, in which Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has explained three lughats, three explanations, three meanings of the word Maulvi. One is, many people pronounce it also Mulisa. Muli means reddish, like carrots, reddish. Gajar Sahib, Mr. Carrot, Mr. Reddish, though he has studied everything, but he doesn't dress like a monana. He does his clothes, his trousers is below his ankle, beard is cut, his namazes are not in order. That is a Muli Sahib, he's a Mr. Reddish, he's not a monana. One is Maulvi Sahib, he's a Maulvi. He has learned well, and he's teaching also. He's making effort on the people also. Teaching in a madrasa, giving dars, giving fatwa also. And one is Maulawi, Allah wala, a person who has become. So Maula Rum says, Maulawi hargiz nashut Maulai Rum, ta ghulam shams tabrez nashut, till I did not become the slave. And this is also something very important for us to learn. You become, you get what you get, till you become the slave of your share. And this is, we unfortunately, the tasawwuf is throughout the world, it doesn't exist. India, Pakistan, to quite an extent. And many of us haven't been there, and we haven't seen how the murids stay with their sheikh, how they make their khidmat, etc. So we are deprived of it also. Many of us, we don't haven't seen, or we don't know about how the sahaba treated Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hudaybiyah. Therefore, we also think it's hero worship, it's idol worship, and we ourselves, we haven't got that. If we take a lesson from there, if it comes in front of us, if it has come in front of us, that the Treaty of Hudaybiyah and how the Sahaba stayed with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what did they got from the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then we can understand. For us, we haven't been at the scene of the Battle of Badr, where Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to, and you tell us to jump from the mountain, we will jump. You tell us to jump into the sea, we will jump. You tell us to jump into the fire, we will jump. But we don't know, so we don't know how to treat our sheikh also. So we can't also, because this hasn't come to us. Has it come to us, then our condition should have been different. If Hudaybiyah should have come in front of us, if we should have read about it, if we should have heard about it, our condition. And on that, Allah Ta'ala gives what He wants to. When Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali had the honor of being a ustad of 500 ulama, and they used to serve him and treat him like a king. But when he found his sheikh, Shams Tabriz, he told them, now you people go your way. And he became the slave of his sheikh. He started carrying the bedding of his sheikh, cooking for his sheikh, making the khidmat of his sheikh. Then he became what the world saw as Maulana Rum, when he did that. But for us, those things haven't come, so we don't know. And for those who haven't seen it, who don't know, they are excused. But those who have seen Hudaybiyah, have heard about it, read about it. Those who have seen Badr and read about it. Those who stayed with our mashayikh in Karachi, in Pakistan, with our other mashayikh, and they don't respond, then that is a sad case. Those who didn't, who don't know about this, well, they can be excused. But those who know and they don't respond, then it's a great deprivation and loss for such people. Ahle Batin se ta'alluq shaq tha. It was very hard for him that he must make ta'alluq with... Today we make a joke of people who are in tasawwuf. People who are Ahle Batin, people of the heart and the inner condition. We just make a joke about them. Ilm ka pindar ahle ilm ko. And the people who got knowledge have got the pindar, have got this the pride of knowledge which comes. With knowledge, pride also comes. I've got this knowledge. I'm a great alim, etc. These Sufis up, what is he? Maulana, just imagine, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah. What a great alim. He was still not bad to Haji Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. Haji Sahib used to make his supper with his murids. He went to Gangoh also. So Maulana Rashid Ahmad, ye kaun Haji Sahib? Who is this Haji Sahib coming to upset our dar sabak now? Yeah, we are running Darul Uloom, sabaks we are running, and now he comes here and he's interfering in our matters. But when he found, got the taste, his whole life changed. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, told Maulana Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, I'll become bad to you, but no tahajjud. Hazrat say, no, don't worry, no tahajjud. But when Haji Sahib got up and he made wuzu, then he, Maulana Rashid Ahmad couldn't stay back. And what he got in the middle of the night, har raat ke aakhiri hisse mein kuch daulat lootti hoti hai, jo jaagta hai paata hai, jo sota hai khota hai. Dr. Iqbal says that in the last part of the night there is some special treasure of Allah that is being distributed. Those who are sleeping lose out. Those who are awake gain and take from what is being distributed. So this is that, and these are ulama who are on haq, who are right. What about our condition? We are in dunya all the time. And this is when this is their condition. And this was the condition of Maulana Rum, rahmatullah alayhi. Ilm ka pindar, ahle ilm ko. People of knowledge, God says, I'm a Maulana. This Haji Sahib and this Sufi Sahib and this Khanka business, what is all this? This is all not for us. Once we went on safar, and the first town we went to was Tongat in North Coast. We had our short program after Zohar. One person who is a very prominent and well-known person in the Muslim community, he came to me and he was very angry with me. He told me, what you started, where you went in tasawwuf and all this, where you went in khanqa, you got your Darul Uloom, such a successful Darul Uloom you're running, you carry on with that. So I asked him, what I spoke now, you got any problem with that? He said, no problem. I said, that is tasawwuf. What problem you got? You got problem with the name tasawwuf. What is in your mind, what is tasawwuf, you've got a problem. But what we spoke about now, you got any problem? Can you do anything you can correct or say that this shouldn't have been said, etc.? He said, no, that was a very good bayan you made. So I said, that is what is tasawwuf. So people don't understand what is tasawwuf. They've got a different picture in their mind and they object to it. Rakhta mihroom haqse dosto. And this bindar of the ulama, we are maulanas, we are somebody, this keeps them away from this, the actual enjoyment. It is like Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Maulana Tanwi rahimahumullah, said that we read about mitai in the kitabs. We got mitai to eat from Haji Sam. Or for us to understand more easy, you eat mitai without sugar. What is mitai? Mitai is mita, so the sweetness. And you eat mitai with the sweetness in it. Your barfi, your jalebi, your all your mitai. If there is sweetness in it, what is the enjoyment? So all your ilm, just add the sugar in it. And then see the enjoyment. And the sugar will be added by the people of the khanqa, the sheikh. Then see that same knowledge what you got, Now it is Noor, our Shaykh Rahmatullah. It will become Noorun ala Noor. Hear it, Mali Abdul Rahman? Goodbye. Abhi?
Acha.
Or kon? Acha, mashallah. Ilm ka haasil hai bas ishq khuda. What is knowledge for? Knowledge is for the love of Allah. But if you haven't got, love is that sugar of the love of Allah. But in your tea, your mitai, there isn't that sugar. But you are happy, I'm having tea, I'm having all. And the sugar actually, that love of Allah. And our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah reward him. Hey, oh, Allahu Akbar. Papar which we eat. Papar, papri, what rice, what curry kichri, what all we eat. Hazrat explained, just look at it, how crispy it is, how it cracks, how you put it in your mouth. Then after that, for me myself, I started enjoying papad. After, before that, we should just eat it like that. Achar. If you think little bit, that what is the taste of that achar, that chutney, and then see the difference of it. We are eating it now, but we don't really appreciate it. But analyze it little bit. All these things, small things, that chutney, that achar, that papar, that papri, all these things are small. That little vinegar which you put into on top of it, or for whatever your mug, your dar, little Worcester sauce you put, add, little olive oil, I'm already getting water in my mouth. What all this, how tasty doesn't it become? So just like that, for knowledge, these things here, when a person analyzes it, then he will get that enjoyment. Ilka haasil hai bas ishq khuda, aa sab dhoka hai bas uske siwa. Besides that, our great, great buzurgs, but then they put their brakes on also. Ilm is a matloob and maqsood. But they said without ishq khuda, then this ilm also, bas be hai hawa, is dhoka. It's not, the reality is not there. Till you don't find the love of Allah. And to tell a great muhaddith, to tell a great mufassir, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, who are in the whole eastern world, he was spoken about so highly. And what he also used to feel, that people, Maulana Thanwi Bhai was in the khanka, and that was a famous khanka. He says, sab chuhe ki tarah se wo budde ke samne baithte, like little mice, they went sit so humbly. But when he came and he listened to the bayan the first time, Qari Noman sahab, acha, aap aaye, khairiyat se, mashallah. So when he came and he listened to the bayan, Khuda jaane kis andaaz se bayan kiya, aaj hi Quran mein maza paya, jaise aaj hi Quran nazil hua, as if the Quran was just revealed. This is that ishq khuda, then that Allahu Akbar. When you see, nahwa becomes enjoyable. When you see, sarf becomes enjoyable. When you see fiqh, you see tasawwuf in fiqh. One of our friends, Mufti Desai, right? How many masail the other muftis in Darul Ifta, the students who are there, they can't answer, they can't get the help, but through tasawwuf you get the answer. And Hazrat has taught us so many of these things, that through tasawwuf what answer you get. So this is that tasawwuf, when that ishq khuda comes. Fazal lekin jis pe ho Allah ka, on whom Allah's fazal descends, then that person's life changes completely. Ek na ek din hoga wo Allah ka. Soon, one day, he's going to become Allah. Just walk in that road and you will become Allah wala. Allah Ta'ala will make you his. You walk on that road. Maulawi Rum pe tha fazal khuda. Allah's fazal was on Maulana. And also there is also a great difference. One is a person goes and look, and one is they come and look for you. Maulana Rum was in his ilm, mashghala, which was a great and maqbool and a great thing. But Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi, who had a ball of fire of the love of Allah in his heart. And he made out, now my last days are here, I'm going to be leaving the world. And he made dua to Allah, oh Allah, I want to transfer this to a heart that has got this. So Allah made the arrangement for him, put it in his heart. And he went and looked for Mawlana Rum, rahmatullah alayhi. So in the same way, our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, said, I came and hunt you, I looked for you. And truly it was, I should run away from Hazrat. But Hazrat should grab me and pull me and pull me. So this is when that fazal of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala makes fazal on a person. Fazal lekin jis pe ho Allah ka, ek na ek din hoga wo Allah ka. Maulawi Rumi pe tha fazal, fazle khuda, ghaib se imdad ka sama hua. And Allah opened all the means for him from the unseen. And that is in one beautiful poem, what reality and ma'arif Allah Hazrat Wala has put into that poem. Kaam banta hai fazal se e akhtar, when Allah's fazal. And fazal is that what we call bansela, runga, for nothing what is given. Like a child comes in buying the shop and he asks for bansela, for a little bit extra. Or like many shops, they stamp your book, and when the book gets full, so much you get free. 15 rand, 20, 50 rand, you can buy goods, it's free of charge. So that is extra. Like you get Voyager miles, extra, free of charge. So like that, that fazal of Allah, which is free of charge, kaam banta hai, fazal se akhtar, not what you did, not what you deserve, just what Allah gave you free. Fazal ka asra lagai hue hai. We are just sitting in the hope that Allah makes fazal upon us. To give up guna, you need that fazal of Allah. To become obedient to Allah, you need that fazal. To turn to the love of Allah, you need that fazal. To be able to get up from for tahajjud, you need that fazal. Fazal se kaam banta hai ye akhtar, fazal ka asra lagai hue hai. Ghaib kaam sab ka fazal se hota hai aah, be karam kuch bhi nahi hota hai aah. Without the karam of Allah, and karam also is that kindness, that graces that you don't deserve. To understand karam, like you hired 5 people to work for you, and you told them 100 rand each, I'll pay you laborers. One person who is there is talking with them, obstructing them from their work, not letting them work, giving them cell phone to talk, giving them cigarette to smoke. And then when the time for pay, you didn't hire him also. And you saw him whole day, he's disturbing, upsetting them. He's standing first in the line. And who is that boss who will pay him? Allah is that boss. Allah will say that you were with them. Okay. La yashqa bihim jalisa. A person who just even made some contact with such pious people, unless I give them him also that share. Where can you get a malik like Allah? Rahim, Kareem, Malik. One Maulana was crying very profusely by Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi. What's going to happen to me in the qabr? That halat overtook him. What's going to happen? Maulana said, I don't usually take qasam, but today I will take qasam that Allah Ta'ala just looks for an excuse to forgive a person. Allah never looks for an excuse to punish a person. All of us, what gunas haven't we committed? Where can we? But Allah will just look for an excuse to forgive a person. What can we say of the raham and karam of Allah Ta'ala? Inshallah, till they will carry on from there. So we can see what great kitab we are going, and what ma'arif Allah gave to our share. But who of us made qadr? Who of us make dua for our share? That we are reading his kitabs every week. Who of us make dua for him? We have, many of us, we have studied in this madrasa. But who takes the name of the madrasa? Who takes the name of the asatiza ever? How many of us studied in Darul Ulum Dioban? Who takes the name of Darul Ulum? We are the slaves of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah. Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat. But his name won't come on our tongue. His name won't come in our duas. Nowhere. We don't have that appreciation. Very, very sadly. And a person who has this appreciation, that person goes very far. That's why it is said, the muhaddithin are or supposed to be the most closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because everywhere sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, generally, if you go to a dars of hadith, you won't find the students reading the Durood Sharif. You won't find the ustad also. We are very, very weak ourselves. We don't appreciate. We are reading Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are gaining his all the ulum and ma'arif from him. But yet we don't. And even if we read it, rasmi, just a formality. But they, when that feeling that who gave us all this ulum, through whom we got it, we don't appreciate our parents, we don't appreciate our asatiza, no du'as for them, no isali sawab for them, our hearts don't melt for them, whereas we got everything through them. And the sad part of the other side is, we think we are everyone. My doing, I'm a pious person. I got this knowledge, I got this understanding, and in that we destroy ourselves. We can't attribute it to our asatiza, to our elders, and we think we are somebody, we have become somebody. That person who annihilates himself. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once when he was in Niger, by the Kasuji family, they were his host always, and he used every talk, Mere Hazrat Wala ne ye farmaya, Mere Hazrat Wala se maine ye suna. So one person who was observant, today we not observant also, was observant, said that, he told Maulana Ibrahim Kasuji, Hazrat, every word he says, that what I heard from my Hazrat Wala, what I learned from my Hazrat Wala. So he asked Hazrat, so Hazrat, mere paas aur kuch hai bhi kya? What have I got? It was only through my Shaykh what I have got. But that we don't have that. We don't even observe these things. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality, and to observe, and also to acknowledge and to express, a person goes very far in that way. Hazrat has explained a very beautiful point here in Kashkoli Ma'arifat. Taqaddum-e fujur ka taqwa par kyu hai? In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Fujur is sun. Why did Allah refer to sun first? And taqwaha, piety, which is good action, which afterwards. So why did Allah refer to sun first and then to piety afterwards? Otherwise, according to our thinking, piety should come first and sun should not be mentioned also. And if it is mentioned, it should be mentioned at the end. It should be mentioned last. Zabta se achhi cheez ko muqaddam kiya jata hai. According to general rule, good things are put in front first. You don't put the bad things in front. Any person who's selling his tomatoes, his bananas, his apples, he don't put right in front the bad apples and the bad tomatoes and that. He puts the good ones in front. And when he's filling the packet, he fills the bad ones. In front he shows all the good ones, but when he fills the packet, he fills the bad ones. But that is how people live in this world. So the good things are kept at the back usually. Are kept in front. And the bad things are kept hidden and are kept back. لِهَذَا تَقْوَاكُ مُقَدَّمْ هُنَا چَاهِيَ تَا. So in this ayat, it should have been فَأَلْهَمَهَا تَقْوَاهَا وَفُجُورَهَا. First Allah should mention taqwa, and after that fujur. Phir Allah Ta'ala fujur ko kyun muqaddam farmaya? So why did Allah Ta'ala put make fujur, guna, why did Allah put it first? And from here, understand and become fida for Allah also in the Quran Sharif. And also those who understood this, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, we realize, a person, if he has got capacity in him, he realizes the capacity of other people. A young boy who enjoys his off-road car. If Mercedes go past, he's not interested. BM goes past, he's not, he's got that. So if we got, if in us it is, if it's there, to appreciate the kalam of Allah, the words of Allah, to appreciate our Shaykh, we will appreciate. Otherwise we are listening and not listening. We have come and we have not come. We don't take heed. But those who have got that in them to appreciate deen, the ma'arif of deen, the ulum of deen, and who have taken it out and present, we should have got to it ourselves. That hard labor we should do. We got it ready on a plate and we still don't appreciate. And this is the reality. Who of us, we go for da'wat somewhere or even at home? Who of us cooks food? The wife has prepared everything. She puts it down under the dasturkhan. She puts the plate. She puts everything ready for you just to eat. But you don't appreciate. Who of us tells the wife Jazakallah? Now, who of us ever appreciate and what she does for us? We don't do that. And the food we eat, who of us even appreciates Allah? Ya Allah, you send this rice for me from Pakistan. You send this meat for me from the Karoo. You send this zafran for me from Spain. We don't appreciate. We just eat, finish. Not even the dua we read. Not even one alhamdulillah. It's a very sad state. This is what is the sawaf, to bring this alive. And not as a formality to read it and for sawaf to read it, but that you really, that appreciation is in you. Jawab ye hai ke fujur taqwa ka mauquf alayhi hai. Allahu Akbar. What a thing, that fujur is the mauquf alayhi of taqwa. What does that mean? Like to reach matrik, standard 10, class 12, you have to pass class 11. Before, so you have to do class 11 first, before you can do matrik. In our system, before you come to Dora Hadith, you have to do Mishkat Sharif, and that year is called Mawquf Alayh. You can't jump it. Your Dora Hadith is dependent on your Mishkat. Your matrik is dependent on your standard 9, on your standard 8. Well, you haven't done this, you can't do that. So taqwa is dependent on guna, on the desire of guna. So that's why Allah has mentioned it first. Har nahi muqtadi hai manhi anhu ke thubut ko. Everything which Allah has forbidden, that is har nahi. Its demand, what it needs is the thing from what you have been commanded to stay away. You are commanded not to look at human. Now the desire to look at human had to be there. Otherwise that command to stay away from looking at human, how can that have an effect? If you had no desire, if you go to the Qabristan and you tell the Qabristan people, mashallah, all pious, muttaqi people, that they don't come, they have got no desire to look at human. Eh? And even no women are allowed to go to the Qabristan. Even in Burqa, they're not allowed to go. So, and they got no desire also. So that when you have that desire, then you stay away from that guna. Then it. So, har nahi muqtadi hai manhi anho se. Everything which you have been forbidden from, it depends on that command that you must stay away from it. Ke subut ko aur taqwa ka hasil nahan nafsa anil hawa hai. To make it established, uska subut or taqwa ka hasil, and the result of taqwa, nahan nafs anil hawa, that your desire which you have, that you stop it. Your car, if it hasn't got an accelerator, how is it going to move? And it's got an accelerator, it hasn't got a brake. And if you got a strong car, 2.5 liter, 3.5 liter, lot of power in that car, you need power brakes also. Otherwise, what is going to happen if you've got so much power, but you can't stop the car in good time? You need power brakes also. So, just like that, when your desires are so great, your accelerator, you need a brake pedal also, which has got power brakes in it. So, you can stop yourself from guna. Agar madda fujur na hota, if the desire, the madda, the matter of guna, if it was not there, to taqwa ka wujud bhi na hota, then there should be no taqwa also. If there was no desire of committing guna, then the zuhur, the expression of taqwa also should not be there. Everyone could have claimed that I got no desire of guna. But now that everyone has got the desire, now it can be seen who is a muttaqi. Who is the one who stays away from guna. So that's why Allah put it in front. Jaise koi shakhs kahe ke mera qalam mat dekho, aur uske paas qalam hai hi na ho. A person says, don't look at my pen, but he hasn't got a pen. Now how can you not look at it? There is no pen. If he's got a pen and you tell him, don't look at my pen, now that has got meaning. And that's meaningful speech. To uska kalam lagwa ho jayega. That is useless what he's talking, that he says, don't look at my pen, and he hasn't got a pen. Isi tarah, taqadah shahwat, aur maddah fujur, zaruri tha. In the same way, the taqadah of your shahwat, of your desire, and to give vent to that desire, and the desire of sin also. You got the most beautiful wife, but Allah has kept it, that desire, still to look at that other woman. That desire, Allah has kept it there. Still that all the other, you know these things are haram, they are uselessness, dunya. But still that desire of yours, to be stylish, to be fashionable, to have brand names, that desire still Allah has kept in a person. Jis par amal na karke, insan muttaqi banta hai. When a person will not act on those things, then he becomes a muttaqi. Otherwise, just if there wasn't this, everyone could say, I'm a muttaqi. But now that the guna temptations are also all around, and your desire of guna also, now it will be seen who is a muttaqi, who stays away from this. He gives preference to the command of Allah Ta'ala. Junanche Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Rahmatullah Ali Farmaya karte the ke Shah Waliullah Sahab Rahmatullah Tahrir Farmaya. So Hazrat says that look, and Hazrat did not take credit for himself, he attributed it to his Shah, Hazrat Mahashah Abdul Ghani, and he also did not take credit for himself. He attributed it to Shah Waliullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali کہ مادر زاد انین ولایت خاصہ سے مشرف نہیں ہو سکتا ہے. Those person who is born a hermaphrodite, he has got no desire for a woman, that person can't become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, because he hasn't got the desire of guna. So therefore the mawquf alayhi must be mentioned first. So Allah mentioned guna first, and then like you have to do mishkat first before you can do dora. You have to do standard 9 first before you can do matrik. So like that, the guna, the desire for guna has to be there, and the opportunity of committing guna also has to be there. And now a person who doesn't commit it, he passes on to now muttaqi. He becomes a muttaqi. So how beautifully Allahu Akbar, Hazrat has explained this, that why fujur has been put in front. And when a person realizes this, then when reading Quran Sharif, your heart just melts. When the imam reads, your heart just melts. You buckle when you hear the Quran Sharif. But otherwise, it means nothing to a person. It's the same way with our zikr. Just la ilaha illallah, it will melt your heart. And these conditions are not always. Allah sends his mehman now and then. We don't get visitors every day at home. Sometimes you get your visitors. And those who honor their visitors and give them a good time, they also go and talk everywhere. There you must go. Don't worry, you can go anytime, they will entertain you. So those who appreciate this guest of Allah, which Allah sends in the heart, Allah will send the other guests also. But those who don't appreciate their visitors, who don't treat them well, then they also talk, hey, don't even think of going there. You won't get even ice in winter there. Don't even think ever of going there. So like that, when Allah sends this, it doesn't come in namaz, sometimes in sajda, sometimes in zikr, sometimes in dua, sometimes in tahajjud, sometimes just lying down, just sitting. And what mehman Allah sends into the heart, وہ کبھی ادھر سے جب گزرا ہے, when Allah sometimes passes by your heart, تو پردہ عالم کھلتا ہے. The pardas of the world open to such a person. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities and bring this to come into us. And the time is before mort. After mort, people will see it. The kafir will see all the reality. They will recognize Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will be useless. Hey, people will see Allah. People will recognize who Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali was, who Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali was. But it will be too late now. Those who realized, yeah, they are the fortunate ones. And yeah, those who realize what Rolls Royce is and what's Mercedes, and they know every detail of the cell phone and of the computers, but they didn't realize what Quran was, what Hadith was, they will be ever so sorry there. So this is the time to acquire this, and for this effort is carrying on, that we can acquire it and acquire it before death.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر, دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling tomorrow to Mpumalanga for 4 days. So, inshallah, the programs will be taking place. You can go on the website, inshallah, and try to listen to the programs. Those who are not able to make it, as far as possible, we are close by. We should try to make it for the programs. Yom Al Khamis is a public holiday also. And on Yom Al Sabt, on Saturday, the program will be in Amalu from Asr to Isha Salah. The Isha Jalsa will be taking place there. Humble request for all brothers to participate. Inshallah, those who are traveling with Hazrat, humble request for all of them, the males and the females, to please bring along their own bedding. Mattresses will be provided, but they have to bring along their own bedding, because there is a big number of people going. Those who are coming tomorrow, Leslie, inshallah, the ladies' program will be at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, so they should try to be there by 3 o'clock. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi, wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanallah wa bihamdi, wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanallah wa bihamdi.